Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
Are you tired of endlessly searching for work? Applying for jobs, never hearing back? Job openings vanish into thin air? What if there was one connection you could make and that'll link you to dozens of companies that are hiring? What if the connection was a locally owned business ready to help you and they don't charge you? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Expresspros.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live every day at youtube.com/The Dan Patrick Show.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
What up? Good morning to you. Dan Patrick Show, Fox Sports Radio. Along with the great Ryan Hollins, I'm Doug Gottlieb. Dan, the boys are off for the day. We are with you for the next couple of hours. And we got a lot to talk about here. We got the officiating disaster that is the Dallas Mavericks against the Phoenix Suns. We have all these competitive series. We got maybe the weirdest interviews ever at a Formula One race. And do we care about Formula One now? That part to me is crazy. The MVP, of course, has been announced. Man, we got a lot to get to. Can we start with the Mavericks and the Suns, Ryan? Is that okay with you?
Yeah, let's roll.
Okay, so look, this is something that has been occurring much more repetitively in the NBA than I can ever remember. And that's where fans and their actions are causing them to get ejected from stadiums, from arenas. And so what happened was yesterday during a game, which, I mean, really, this is taking away from the fact that that was an awful basketball game to watch. The officiating was bad, but part of the reason the officiating is bad is everybody's flopping. And so it's really hard to tell, like, is that a foul? Is that a foul? Like, if they're all just falling down, you almost feel like, okay, what if we call no fouls? If we call no fouls, then it gets too physical, and then everybody wants to fight or somebody gets hurt, right?
Yeah.
So apparently there's, I don't know if he's a heckler or what it was. It was a young dude, hoodie, under jersey. He had a little earring in the right ear. Did you ever rock the earring?
No, I never had the earring look. No hoop look.
I think it was the diamond pendant, diamond stud or whatever. Yeah, the earring in the ear. And he, on some level, either heckled or made contact with somebody of Chris Paul's family. Here's Charles Barkley after the game. Oh, I'm sorry. All right, we'll get to that upcoming. First thing is, like, I understand you don't want anybody touching anyone in your family. I don't know what that all means, though. Like, do we know, like, was there like a legit two-hand push? Was there, or is it like it's people are close to each other and jostling? I have no idea. I do know that, like, some of this is fans step over the line. Some of it is that players are way more sensitive to things being said to them than they ever have been. So I guess, Ryan, the question is, which do you think it's more of?
I think that we've seen since COVID, fans have been crossing the line. And I'll say this. When I played, fans crossed the line, but you didn't always necessarily see it. But I think, you know, think back, like, Trae Young, the spitting in the on him, that was, like, crazy. A couple things that had been built up towards, you know, this villain narrative with Russell Westbrook, and then people feel like because he, you know, he's kind of opinionated that they can challenge him physically, verbally on the floor. Like, they feel like they have a beef with Russell Westbrook, which is disgusting to me. Like, it's personal. And I think just whatever happened, I hear just pushing of any, there's any contact from a fan at all to Chris Paul's family. And I'm sure there was. I know Chris. He wouldn't act in that behavior without it being such. Oh, I'd lose it. I'd lose my marbles. If I saw my family being touched, being pushed to any degree by anybody, don't care if it's a middle schooler with a hoop in his earring, and let alone touch your mother on Mother's Day, your wife on Mother's Day, it's on. Chris did pretty well to not be restrained. To be restrained the way he was. So it's inexcusable, but I think to answer what you're saying, Doug, this element had always been there, but there's a different level of entitlement from the things I'm seeing today.
A different level of entitlement from the fans or from the players?
From the fans. From the fans to get more hands-on, the fans to feel more entitled.
Yeah, I feel like they're more a part of the game, or they're more. Yeah, I do think there's a little of that. I mean, it's here's the progression of it, right? It started with message boards, right? And work from message boards to whether it's Reddit, or then it worked its way towards Twitter and all different types of social media. I think the worst thing we do in media, this is the absolute worst, is, and it's more like E! News and those types of shows. Okay. The worst thing that we do is we put up on screen somebody who, average Joe. That's the problem with social. The great thing about social media is the downfall of social media. The great thing about social media is everybody's kind of equal. But the truth is that everybody isn't equal. Everybody's opinion doesn't matter. It just doesn't. Right. And now Twitter tried to separate, go, hey, there's blue checks. The blue checks somehow matter. If you're not a blue check, you don't matter. So that should be maybe at least the line of who we pay attention to or what we pay attention to. And I guess the problem with that is that even the Kevin Durants of the world or whoever else is a really powerful part of social media, when they see non-blue check but guys come at them or people come at them, they clap back at them. Those people, they don't matter. And if you make them matter, if you amplify their voice, now all of a sudden they feel that. That's the device, that's the power of social media, is that it makes all of these people feel like they belong in the conversation. They're part of the game. So I think that empowers them. Obviously, you know, you put alcohol, you put the proximity to the court, whatever. But I would also tell you that because those voices are amplified on social media, there's also the players who got to stop turning around. They got to stop reacting to people. There's on every ticket you've ever gotten, there's the ability for a player to just go, you, you're gone. That's it. There's no question about it. If it really bothers you, just go, he's gone. And then that's it. Or you just keep walking. You have to just keep playing. It doesn't make it okay what people are saying, but the reaction and the overreaction to those things, I think, only make it worse.
Yeah, but here's an element. There's someone heckling you. There's someone saying something, and whatever, it's a part of the game. You hear him yelling, you hear him chirping, it's not a big deal. And I've had this situation before myself. All right, cool, he's saying this, whatever. All right, we're competing. Maybe he says something to you at the wrong time. Irritates you, all right? Part of the game, though. The fan starts to amplify it to the next level. When you're hearing family, when you're hearing your children, when you're hearing your loved ones brought into a matter, now it's no longer sport. So, no, players, I don't think, mind the original heckling, you're not good, okay, you suck, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But the derogatory speech, when you bring family in tune, that's when people flip the switch. And, Doug, you played two or three quarters of a basketball game, you're fired up. You're excited. You're in it. You are at a physical peak. You are in war mode. When people don't understand, when you play in the NBA, your instincts are almost like they're a 10 of 10. You are running as fast as you can to dive on a loose ball. You're jumping as high as you could jump. There's a split-second reaction where you're sprinting back on defense. You are emotionally into it, Doug, and you know what that's like. So when you walk to the bench after a frustrating foul or play, emotions are in it, and someone says something foul to you, you don't always have that level of respect where you're like, oh, man, hey, security, come get this guy. You may speak or clap back, and that's where teammates come involved. So, hey, I'll say it. I play with Matt Barnes. I play with Boogie Cousins. So I knew if I would be on a bench or there and someone was saying something, Boogie was charged up, as a teammate, I'd jump right in. As a teammate, I'd jump right in before something can go. So you also got to take care of your brothers, But in the instance of Chris Paul, I don't care what's going on. If you see your mother or your wife having an altercation with anybody, let alone a male, I'm ready to go into the stands. And you may not have the luxury to just say, security, go take care of that guy. No. As a husband, you're going in there. I think was it Antonio Daniels that it was in Chicago or sprinted up, or I'm not sure. I know he was playing for Chicago. I'm not sure where they were. Sprinted into the stands and is like, hey, man, I saw this altercation. Forget the game.
Yeah, I don't think you open the stands. That's nothing. Usually, nothing good happens there. I mean, look, we've heard other things from players when they're dribbling up the court, telling guys who are yelling at them from the sidelines, giving it right back to them. I'm just telling you, these guys have rabbit ears. The players have rabbit ears, and there's no doubt that there's incredible jealousy from people. Or they're just they're trying to rattle you. There used to be a guy, the heckler. You guys remember that there used to be a heckler, and he went to Washington Bullets games, right? And he used to sit there, and the entire game he would heckle Michael Jordan. The entire game. Now I don't think it rose to the level of necessarily like cursing at him, and maybe he didn't talk about his mom or whatever. But like the entire game, that's what he would do. He was kind of part of the NBA lore, if you will. And so one of the things is a lot of these guys have been brought up with kid gloves. I mean, like Kevin Durant's a perfect example. I think Kevin Durant is, when healthy, the best player in the NBA. That's my personal opinion. I understand he didn't win the MVP. I understand he didn't get out of the first round. That's my opinion. Okay. He didn't play well for the most part against the Boston Celtics. They just loaded up against him. And that said, Kevin Durant was in Oklahoma City. They're playing the Memphis Grizzlies in the playoffs. He's not playing well. The Daily Oklahoman, at the time, now called the Oklahoman, the Oklahoman puts out a headline, Mr. Unreliable. And the idea of it is, usually he's Mr. Reliable. In this series, he's unreliable. And there was such a hubbub over it that the biggest newspaper in the state issued a retraction over an opinion headline. Mm. Okay? So the idea that we're creating a world where you can't call a great basketball player who's usually reliable, unreliable, in a sports headline is ridiculous. It's utterly and completely ridiculous. But that's the bar that we set. And so guys are treated with kid gloves. And so the one time somebody yells something at them, they freak out. When just like somebody that doesn't have a check by their, they don't matter. Now, I don't know what happened. Somebody makes contact with a loved one of mine, obviously. Okay. But it didn't look like, it wasn't like they were swinging. It's some dude who looks like he's in his early 20s in the front row watching the game. I don't know. I have no idea what's happening. But the idea that Chris Paul, who's playing game, look, he's frustrated because of the officiating. And the officiating is hard, honestly, because Chris Paul does it just as much as anybody, right? He's now a victim of the crimes that he had previously committed. That's really what happens, you know? And so it does feel like there's this amplified sensitivity from NBA guys specifically. Now, it also feels like fan behavior is worse than ever. But some of that is just the videos we see of fights at games. Here's Charles Barkley on the incident with Chris Paul's family.
We could put an end to all this stuff. Some of this stuff these fans say, let's take them right down the center court for 5 minutes. I've always said that. Some of the crap they said to you, hey, let's give me 5 minutes to center court with them and to say, you ain't going to press no charges. Nobody going to get it. No, ain't nobody going to be sued civilly. Say what you just said to me right to my face right here for these 5 minutes. And I'm going to beat your ass, beat the hell out of you.
It would take you 5 minutes?
Oh, no, I'm going to take my time. I'm not going to beat them up quickly. I'm going to jab them a little bit. Then I'm going to lay the haymakers on their ass.
Well, obviously.
I hear you, Foreman. Charles Foreman.
In a real world, in a real society, you know, other than a gladiator.
No, we're purging people.
It's not happening.
We're purging people.
I mean, that's really what happened with the Malice of the Palace, right? You ever heard Bill Burr's stand-up thing, stand-up on the Malice of the Palace?
No.
Where he said, you know, for how many years, people were like, come up here. And they went up there, right? And Ron Artest taking out rows of people. Right? And that part is true. Sometimes people have a whooping coming to them. Right? But the problem is that, we get to a point of sensitivity where guys get super, super rattled. You know, it's like fans are out of line, but players overreacting is out of line as well. And for whatever reason, there's a percentage of people that see what happened in Dallas, and it only cranks them up. And we'd be remiss if we didn't point out that Chris Paul was incredibly frustrated yesterday, right? And when you're really, really frustrated and you're losing and you feel like the whole world's against you, and then you hear somebody yelling at you, and then you look up and your family's arguing with some dude in the stands, now all of a sudden, you're gonna react. So, yes, of course, that would be amazing if... Say it to my face. Like I've never understood how somebody can yell something vile at somebody. So, but it's the how many wrongs make a right. And obviously all this is aside from putting your hands on anybody. But like, again, we don't know what putting your hands on somebody is. If you shove somebody, like, all right, that's different than if you're sitting there and you're off balance and you put your hand on somebody's shoulder. I don't know. There is no video of it. I'm not able to honestly judge, but I can tell you, and I think this would be realistic, is fan behavior seems worse. Player reaction seems worse. Seems more sensitive. Are those two things fair?
Well, let me ask this. When you say player reaction, they're sensitive. Are you saying they're sensitive for overreacting? They're sensitive for letting someone get to them, like what, or is it the timing?
Back to Luka and Phoenix. Luka's walking off the court in Phoenix when he was terrible in the fourth quarter and the second half against the Dallas Mavericks, right? Against the Phoenix Suns.
Yes.
Game two, they're embarrassing him defensively. He was awful, right? So he's walking off the court. Somebody from Phoenix says something to him. So instead of just walking away, he turns and he reacts to somebody. Now, it might have felt, the guy might have deserved a reaction. The guy might have deserved an ass whooping. But the second you turn around, there is a percentage of fans. I'm not one of them because I don't yell at dudes. I know they're way better than I could ever have been, right? And if they play bad, like, I why not just boo or cheer? I don't really understand that, right? They, or even the you suck, like, you don't actually suck, so, like, whatever. But the point is that the second you turn and you react, okay, now if every Phoenix fan's like, we got him. Just keep yelling at him. We got him. We got him. We're in his head. So, go ahead.
Well, let me say this, though, Doug. You know there's a difference between, hey, Doug Gottlieb, you suck. And then there's a difference between, hey, Doug, I'll whoop your blank, blank, blank. Hey, Doug, you're a this, this, this. There are words that, you know what, like, if someone says this to you, whether it's right or wrong, and obviously, which is, as we mature, we know it's nothing, but it tells you, I want to fight. It's like a challenge. I'm putting this on the table. It's a challenge to you. This goes all the way back to medieval times of, you know, having to stand up or fight for your honor. And someone puts a challenge in front of you at the wrong time, and it's like, hey, I'm here.
I'd like to say, I want to see what actually happened.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
What up? Good morning to you. Dan Patrick Show, Fox Sports Radio. The great Ryan Hollins alongside. I'm Doug Gottlieb. We are taking you throughout the morning, around the country, giving you a sense of what's going on. I mean, look, you had an incredible F1 race in Miami, which led to many of the drivers wanting the course changed. Okay, sure. You got Major League Baseball. Nothing really jumped out the charts except for Angels kind of winning games. That's just for me and my boy Jay Stu. And then we'll get to the NBA in a second. Ryan, did you watch the Kentucky Derby?
I did not. I saw some of the amazing outfits, but I did not actually watch the Derby. I saw the fits. I had a little bit of FOMO, fear of missing out, man. I wanted to be there.
Have you ever been?
No, I have not. It's on my bucket list.
Oh, it's great. I went in 2008. In 2008, I got to go, and it was incredible. Incredible. I cannot imagine having been there Saturday. So do you know how this all went down?
No.
Okay, so basically there was a 20-horse field. A one horse pulled out, scratched on Friday. So they added another horse that in terms of reputation, was not nearly at the level of everyone else. It was an 80-1 long shot. 80-1. Rich Strike. And this is one of those, I guess the question would be, now have you seen the replay at all of the race?
No.
Okay. So, you know, they say horses for courses, and we use horse racing analogy, you know, for other things in life. But basically what happened in the race, most people don't believe that the jockey, like, well, you're just holding on, you know, and whoever has. But there's an absolute art to it for these jockeys to win multiple races, but specifically one race. So Rich Strike had the second highest payout in the history of the race, the $163.60.
Goodness.
Okay. Here's the final call.
Epicenter has taken the lead as they arrive into the final furlong. Sandon is coming after him. Epicenter and Sandon, these two, stride for stride. Simplification down the outside is next. They're coming down to the wire. Epicenter, Sandon, Rich Strike is coming up on the inside. Oh, my goodness. The longest shot has won the Kentucky Derby. Rich Strike has done it in a stunning, unbelievable upset.
I mean, it was kind of out of nowhere. The horse seemed smaller than the other horses. Epicenter was the favorite. And so here's basically how the race went. When they reached the quarter pole, they were at ridiculous speed. So that early speed, it obviously tires out some of the horses that are at the front. And the late speed and horses that laid back in the cut had a better shot. And then the jockey, Sonny Leone, if you watch in the drone footage, hey, how he just kind of sat back, waited, but had a clean trip. And then at just the right moment, kind of started to go for it. And it was like kind of Moses parting the Red Sea. And he was able to be almost on the rail the entire way and then edged out around one horse and like out of nowhere. But to have an 80-1 shot that wasn't in the race until Friday that they just threw in and comes out of nowhere. I mean, it was just, it's one of those, I understand that there are people that struggle with it as a sport in comparison to the human stick and ball sports, right? But I think we can all wrap our head around that. Like, that's a movie just took place. Like, that's a movie.
Well, you're right.
I got to learn more about that.
They probably will have a movie on, or at least at a worst, a Netflix movie, right? And that's That's kind of Netflix movie may be better than box office movie or something in theaters now at the pace that we're at. But no, you're right, man. And you know what I see, obviously, with the Kentucky Derby, the excitement is the gamble with it. And I think that's something that the NBA, NFL, Major League Baseball, they're adding in. But the excitement is the gambling, the experience, the energy behind it. But I mean, Doug, my goodness, 80-1. No, you're right. That is a movie. That is, how did this happen? Someone's losing their job. Someone is getting fired because this guy wasn't supposed to win.
That was unbelievable. Like, I'm sitting there watching, and you're looking for the Al Michaels call. do you believe in miracles? Yes. Jack Buck, right? Like, I don't believe what I just saw. I don't believe what I just, that's it, exactly it. That this horse kind of came out of nowhere. And, you know, like when they're talking even before the race, like literally nobody mentioned it. It's like, oh yeah, there's Rich Strike. No shot.
Yeah.
No shot.
I mean,
and there it is, winning the Kentucky Derby. It was incredible. Intelligence runs in the family. Innovation runs in the family. Extraordinary runs in the family. The 2022 Mercedes-Benz range of SUVs. Every member is waiting to impress. Learn more at MBUSA.com. Okay. Last night, the Philadelphia 76ers took down the Miami Heat. Bam Adebayo was outstanding. Jimmy Butler was outstanding. That was about it for the Miami Heat. For the Philadelphia 76ers, some guy named James Harden, who struggled throughout the playoffs, was great last night. Here's Harden when he was asked about the difference with him in game four.
Nothing really changed, man. I made some shots. That's a game changer, but just being aggressive. And that fourth quarter, I think that group that started the fourth quarter did a really good job of pushing the lead up and doing what we're supposed to do.
Here's Harden talking about the team settling in.
You know, think about it, we're still a fairly new team. You know what I mean? We're down to 2 months in. So, you know, when we finally catch a rhythm and finally find something that works, you know, Joe goes out for a couple games. So we're finally settling into the series, and we found some great things that'll work tonight and that we can, you know, capitalize on for game five.
So look, I look at this thing and I thought to myself, this is what happens with older players. Okay, older players can't do it as consistently every night. Okay, they just cannot. Can't do it consistently every night. And but every once in a while, they can give it to you. Am I wrong, or has he somehow cracked the code?
I think James Harden, and Doug, I don't know if we talked about this, James Harden is going to have to find out who he is at this later stage of his career. He can't be that same guy. And I hate to say can't. I would just say it's not realistic for him to be the same guy that he was in Houston, but he's still a darn good basketball player. And I think to Chris Paul, Chris reinvented himself and figured, I'd be the guy who gets us to the fourth quarter when you need a clutch shot. I'll take over and I'll kind of manage and control the game and make sure that everybody else is in great position. I think obviously James and Chris are two different players, but James is going to have to find himself as a ball player. And I think the gift and the curse was Embiid only missing those first two games, them having to play without him, and having Joel come back. I don't want to say in a limited role, but him kind of feeling his way back and Harden feeling like, hey, it's go time. I got to step up. And I think it was an excellent mix of what he needed. And there's an element where he's like, yeah, I made shots. And Doug, from his time in Houston, I know from competing against James, he would just kind of shoot himself into games. And he'd end up with, 40 points at the end of the game and have these monster outbursts because, scoring threes is much quicker than twos. But that's something that we're seeing from James that he did not have the luxury of having since he left Houston, just shooting himself into games. So he's got to find a way to kind of be that guy and be efficient and doesn't have the luxury to wait, Doug.
Yeah, no, it's really, really, it's really interesting. I mean, super interesting on the James Harden evolution, revolution, devolution, whatever it is. Obviously, if he can give you what he gave you last night, you're never going to lose your passing skills. And the shooting you would expect to kind of come around as you find rhythm. The difference is you know, because he's always been a guy that's been able to get into a defense, I think the way in which he was officiated this year hurt him, the way in which the NBA was officiated this year hurt him. He's never been particularly good in the playoffs because the officiating takes away a lot of those, you know, he's the ultimate guy who throws his head back, throws the ball into people, you know, and draws fouls. But he hasn't looked right. He hasn't looked sharp in any way. So, yeah, I think that's very, very interesting on if he's able to kind of capitalize on this positive momentum. That's kind of my thought there as well. I don't know if we can depend upon James Harden. And then the irony is they're going back to Miami, a place that you go back to when he was in the NBA Finals with Oklahoma City. That dude likes to go out, right? Does he go out and do the get the South Beach flu again, or does he lock in and they take advantage of evening up this series? What about Miami? Are they phonies? Are they for, like, what do we make of Miami now?
They're just a good basketball team, Doug. Like, we're seeing a competitive series. They're a good basketball team. They're hard-nosed. I like to say that Jimmy Butler is a substitute teacher, a substitute superstar, because anybody who can score 50 in the NBA Finals is definitely a superstar and kind of achieve the things he does. But he's not just – I'm not going to say Jimmy Butler is LeBron or Kevin Durant or Steph Curry. No, he's not that. But he can fill those shoes. And Miami, it's hard-nosed, man. We're about to see the chess match, and I don't think by any means they're a bad basketball team, but the reality is they don't have a Joel Embiid. Okay, Bam Adebayo's good, but he's not Joel Embiid, and I can say even to a degree, Doug, from what we saw last night, they don't have a James Harden. They don't have a guy that can be James Harden. They can make life hard on James Harden, but they don't have a James Harden. So the star power is with Philly, and that's the intrigue there. But the grittiness, the consistency is with the Heat. So, you know, now Spo's going to have to do his job, but that team is not as talented as Philadelphia. And I don't think that's any disrespect to Miami. They're just a really good, tough basketball team the way Miami likes it.
Yeah. I just don't know. Can they score? What about Kyle Lowry? Like, I know he's got a bad hamstring, but man, he didn't look great.
Kyle competes. The one thing I've always said, Kyle's a guy I've played against my entire career. I'm excited for him. I talked to him when we were out in Miami. Kyle competes. Kyle brings it. Kyle knows who he is. So Kyle may go into a game and have 0 points. It's not something to fret. It's not something to say, oh, my goodness, what's wrong with Kyle Lowry? And Kyle Lowry may score 30 points and take your last shot and make it, but Kyle competes. So, you know, you're going to have to temper your expectations of what Kyle can be. And he means so much to where the team is in the spot where they are because of his toughness, because of his grittiness, because he does all those little things and he understands who he is. And he's going to draw those Chris Paul-like fouls, Lowry, that heady point guard play, bring consistency. But you can't go to Kyle and be like, hey, man, like, you know, we need 15 or 20 tonight. He can give it to you, but it's not just a foregone conclusion that that's going to be there from him. But he is definitely a backbone of your team, like how we'll talk about Draymond. He's similar to a Draymond at the point guard position, you know, in the sense that you're not always going to expect the points, but he's going to do a lot of the glue plays that you're going to get. And unlike Draymond, he can go and score a 30-point or 20-point outing.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Paulie. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice. And you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
Doug Gottlieb, Brian Hollins in for Dan Danette. It's Dan Patrick Show, Fox Sports Radio. All right, let's get to the game yesterday before we get to Ja Morant. I don't know what to do here, right? Like, I mean, like Luka is like, we're in this generation of basketball where guys have always, they used to do the throw the head back every time, and it looks like you're got fouled, so you're like, oh, like you wins, right? And slowly but surely, the NBA officials and officials in college basketball have gotten smart to be like, yeah, that's not a foul. Okay, they started with the flop warnings in college basketball. They do the fines in the NBA. But it's really, really hard to tell if every time anybody comes near anybody else, they fall down and act like they got killed. Right? I mean, it's just they're actually such good actors that you have to look at it twice. You're like, wait, nothing happened there? Nothing? Or if there is a little contact, like it's a little contact and it's just, they call it, you know, selling the contact. It was the worst watch I've ever seen. I've never seen a debacle like that. The officials were awful. Like Chris Paul had a couple fouls. You're like, what? Like that is not a foul. Like what? On the other hand, Chris Paul, very much part of the problem for a long time. So it's like, well, he got what was coming to him. Okay, but this is to decide an NBA championship, something that he has never truly been, until last year, in position to win. Luka's a great player. Okay? A great player. He uses his off arm as like, it's like the Heisman, right? When he's driving, he stiff arms dudes. He gets anywhere near to touch, and you would think somebody took a sledgehammer to his face. And so the officials are an impossible situation. So between the flopping and how good the selling and the acting is, the officials, and then the number of replays where you got like, let's go to the monitor to see if there's a flagrant foul. You're like, oh, God. That was the worst thing. That was a complete debacle for the NBA to turn on a Sunday afternoon game on Mother's Day when there's nothing really else on. And to watch that crap, like, I don't know, Ryan. And please don't think I don't love and respect NBA basketball or love and respect the talent, especially of those two. Those guys are as good at what they do as anybody has ever been at what they do. But that was awful. It was just awful.
Well, Doug, do you want to hear why it happens?
Yes.
I think you alluded to it. First off, you hit it right on the head. Chris is the reason this is happening. And I played with Chris, and I was, for the most part, on the right side of the things he did. Okay? But what happens is, after there's a game that goes on, and Chris may draw 15 to 20 fouls a game. he's gonna darn near foul out your whole backcourt, okay? That's just what he does. And especially if he's playing against a younger, more inexperienced player, he's going to get the best of him. Chris plays the cerebral game, the mental game behind the scenes. He's not a huge guard, and he becomes really efficient when you can't put your hands on him. So after the game, especially with Mark Cuban, who is behind, if I'm not mistaken, behind the creation of Synergy. And for people who don't know why Mark Cuban got behind Synergy, is because he was one of the first, or if not the first, that would send in the clips after the game to the NBA and say, hey, you guys missed 10 fouls that would have changed the trajectory of our game. So then Mark Cuban goes over the top, creates Synergy, and now there's a whole video software platform that everybody uses in the league. So as this comes around today, after a game, you send in the missed plays. And the league will respond to you and say, hey, yeah, we missed 10 fouls. We missed 20 fouls, whatever, to have decided the game. And that normally doesn't become public knowledge unless if it happens on a significant play that, you know, ends or determines the game. The league won't really try to make a public statement. But behind the scenes, you will see that Chris Paul had fouled or grabbed or held, you know, 10, 15 times, 15 players or in different scenarios. And what you now see is that, hey, Chris is getting away with murder. He's getting away with murder. So now there's an eye on Chris Paul. And what I saw from the fouls, Doug, that I agree looked pretty egregious. Maybe his hand was in the cookie jar on a few of them. But he did foul. He did create an unfair advantage. The referees are coming in with a target on Chris Paul to now look for him. And that's what we saw. And going into a playoff game as a guy who has experience in playoff games, I'm no Chris Paul, by the way, but I know you put in your heart and your mind, I'm going to get two felonious calls. There's going to be two calls that are going to be felonious, Doug, and they're not going to make sense. They're completely going to be against me. They're not going to make any sense in the world. So I can't get those first two silly ones. I can't get two silly ones because I'm going to get two other felonious ones that had nothing to do with me, that I was just a casualty of being there. And that's how we come to a situation, Doug, where you feel like we got some unwatchable basketball. But if you're a Dallas Mavericks fan, you're probably like, hey, we beat Chris Paul at Chris Paul's own game.
This is Jason Kidd on Chris Paul and the foul calls.
When we talk about, you know, CP, understanding when teams are in the bonus, I thought JB and Luka and those guys did a really good job of understanding when we were in the bonus. And so I think we're being taught by one of the best point guards ever on the other side of how to do things. And that's pretty cool this time of the year.
Yeah, so he's saying, like, look, we're just using your own tactics against you. Here's Luka talking about exchange with Chris Paul on the rebound foul at the end of the first half.
I mean, I saw he was going for the rebound. I was surprised. And then he said to me, if I push him that hard, he said, I said, no, not that hard, but it was a smart play. He said, yeah, I know.
Yeah, like, look, I do understand. I mean, but just some of this stuff is so bad. The foul where he cut off, who was it he cut off? He got the ball on a rebound. And he cut off Jalen Brunson. And it's that move where you stop and then he runs into you and you try and get a foul call, right? And that's a point of emphasis from the NBA officials. I understand point of emphasis. That's for the regular season, the preseason, the regular season. In the postseason, it should be like, just And the point of emphasis, the intent is not just to stop them from doing it, but to stop the offensive player from getting a foul call in that. So the easiest way to do it is just play on. They just play on, which has been the case in most of these NBA series, which is, you know, like you go back to Celtics and Nets, and that was a series in which they just let them play. Now, there's not as much flopping from Kevin Durant or flopping from Jason Tatum or flopping from Jaylen Brown, but it is really, really interesting that here's Chris Paul, who, of course, is known for this, and he ends up, you know, they beat him at his own game. That's really what happened.
Now, Doug, I got to cut you off now. Okay. I got to call your bluff on this.
Okay.
That play, as you talked about unwatchable basketball, is one of the most disgusting in sports. That's the equivalent of we're driving on the street, and I swerve in front of you, but I don't touch you, and I slam on my brakes. And if you don't slam on your brakes simultaneously with me, and I get rear-ended,
right,
this is now your fault. But I initiated all of the contact, and I want the blame to go on you who rear-ends me, or as you say, play on. No big deal. It's an accident. Like going in the backcourt, we actually lost this series against OKC when we were up OKC with the Clippers. And Chris, his instincts kicked in at the wrong time, and he went to do it, and he ended up, he just threw the ball in the air. Something happened. We lost. Unfortunately, I don't want to bring that up. I'm sure it's a sore spot for Chris, but it's one of the most disgusting plays that ends up being called a foul, but Brunson tried to get away from him. It's horrible, and he got penalized for it. But I get the idea. It is a smart play because you draw a foul in the backcourt. Everyone's careful. I played with Chris. It's happened for me. I played against Chris. It's happened against me. He's personally, and that is absolutely right what Luka is saying. Chris, in the middle of the game, would come if I was on another team and had a good possession on him and, you know, had my hands out the cookie jar, everything. Did you foul me? Oh, man, that was good defense. Good job there. He will grade the referees in front of you and say, oh, man, that was a smart play. Hey, man, get your hand out of there because I'm going to get that foul called. And Brunson, who I like to say is a dog, Doug, with the WG on the end, not DOG. Brunson is a dog. He's going to get a big payday, as we see. It became personal with Chris. They were playing this point guard chess match, and it's funny. You talk about the unwritten rules of basketball. Jason Kidd, a former teammate of mine, one of the best of the best. Jason Kidd understands the point guard battle, and he's behind the scenes saying, yeah, don't foul him. Yep, run into him. Yep, attack him. Hey, when he makes contact with you, you go ahead and take it. Don't fight against them and get those plays called. So, Doug, Jason Kidd knows the unwritten rules, and this is a big part of Phoenix because with no Chris Paul, they played hard, they played together, but they weren't in sorts, and you saw it.
Yeah, it was a hard watch. Just a hard, hard watch. And what ends up happening is now that series is at 2. Obviously, you still think that Phoenix is in the driver's seat playing at home. But also, the longer the series goes on, the other thing that Chris Paul is known for is the possibility of injury, right? I mean, he's in his late 30s. So then the other question of the day is Ja Morant and the knee grab from Jordan Poole. Here's Jordan Poole describing the play where Morant got hurt.
Yeah, I mean, it was a basketball play. I mean, we went, we doubled him, and I hit the ball, and I was going for the ball. I mean, obviously, you don't want to see anybody get hurt. I'm not even that type of player. I respect everybody. So, I mean, obviously, hopefully we get better. Hopefully he gets better, and, you know, we can see him out there next game. But, you know, I don't even play like that for real. That's not my type of game.
Here's Jordan Poole when asked about Ja Morant's tweet, which he later deleted, that said that Poole broke the code.
I guess Ja did tweet, broke the code, with a video of that in response to that.
We got another game on Monday.
You've seen the play. You've played in the league. What'd you think?
I ain't like it at all. I don't know. I don't think Jordan Poole was just trying to hurt him, but it was a little bit of, in my mind, Doug, And you know this, because if there's eyes on you, oh, man, let me sneak my hand into the cookie jar. I'm halfway in. I'm not all the way in. He didn't just rip Ja's knee. He didn't do that. But let me give you a little twinge. Let me show you a little love. And I think that there's a little bit of truth in every lie. And that,
come on, man. He's double teaming him, and he's like, oh, I'm going to grab his knee here?
Doug, have you ever accidentally grabbed a knee? Doug, you have a reputation. You are a good defender. You're a dog.
I have no idea. In super slow-mo, like, things look totally different.
But, Doug, have you ever grabbed a knee? Do you think that's something accidental? Have you ever grabbed maybe a hip, maybe a shoulder, maybe an arm? Have you ever grabbed a knee, Doug?
I don't believe I have.
And that's where, as a former player, man, you had to step in and say, no, I didn't think he punched his leg. I didn't think there was something really demonstrative, but you don't accidentally grab a knee. Like, you know, that's the sensitive area for every ball player. Like, Doug, I didn't even like that when the doctors, you know, the little checkup where they hit you on the top of the knee. I'm like, dude, they're like, did that hurt? I'm like, nah, I just don't want you touching my knee. It's a sensitive area. And I'm not saying that hurt Ja Morant. I think ultimately the mindset to wear down Ja Morant is, Ja Morant going to score 47 points in another basketball game for the rest of this series? That's going to be tough to see. He's going to need help. But that's what you look in and say, yeah, we're going to wear him down. I think that's more of what we're seeing. But as far as Jordan Poole, I think his hand was halfway in the cookie jar, man.
I think it's ridiculous. I think you think in the middle of a game, they're double teaming the best player in the other team. And he's like, ooh, I'm going to grab his knee and just pull his knee.
Horrible reaction. I've had him. I've done it myself. Horrible reaction. I've tripped guys. I've done dirty stuff. I don't know what goose through your head. Pull as a young player. Horrible reaction. Shouldn't have done it. Did I think he just went full Monty, just all in it? No, I don't think so. But I think it's kind of inexcusable, Doug, because we can both sit back and put ourselves in it. I wouldn't grab your knee. Like, I wouldn't. And maybe he was just showing him a little love, but it wasn't. I don't think Poole wants Ja out at all. But, hey, man, it's playoff basketball, dude.
Doug Gottlieb and Ryan Hall, I don't understand how in the middle of a game, in the middle of a double team, you're like, oh, I'm going to grab a guy's knee. I feel like you reach for the ball, you come back, you catch somebody's knee, and that's... That's what happens. You can give us your thoughts at Ryan Holland. Ryan, what's the Twitter?
The Ryan Hollins.
The Ryan Hollins at Gottlieb Show is mine. Of course, you can do it on my Facebook page or IG as well. Coming up next, more on Ja Morant missing time in the series and what it means for the Grizzlies. Plus, did you hear who's going to win the MVP of the NBA? We'll tell you next on the Dan Patrick Show, Fox Sports Radio.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there. Put on your game face. Download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.